Yvonne.
And Matt. We're an interracial couple with two kids wanting to do something that highlights the power of friendship and what it means to be in the company of true friends. We're going to move our society away and out of the loneliness epidemic and into a friendlier, happier world. Welcome to Our Friendly World. Better, stronger, together. Hello.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome to A Friendly World. Our friendly world.
With Vaughn and Matt.
Hi. Matt, what were we talking about the other day?
Yes. We were talking about chicken soup.
Chicken soup.
Chicken soup guy. We got to step delicately, though, because I'm sure it's going to be copyright here somewheres.
We don't want to cause any trouble.
We don't want to cause no fuss.
But, okay. How did we even start talking?
I read an article.
No, but what led to our conversation about that? And I'm like, all right, we need to talk about
it's
this.
It's something that I've been thinking about. You know, I read an article.
But we were driving.
We were.
And we were talking about something, and then it led to that. What happened?
Do you remember?
I hate it when that happens.
Yes, like, indeed.
Like, what led to that? You know, what led to that?
Well, it's been on my mind.
Okay, so tell everybody. Let's start again.
Oh, my goodness.
Bring everybody back. Bring everybody back to our conversation in the car.
So the Chicken Soup for the Soul books, for those who don't know and those who haven't read, and I'm one of those people who hasn't read, so I'm speaking from a place of complete ignorance.
I haven't either, actually.
But, like, supposedly they're these kind of Reader's Digest-y almost store feel good stories.
Wasn't he also on The Secret? Like, well, he's and part that's of just that whole tribe.
They're
of...
running around the same concept,
mm-hmm. But it's people that became well known speakers and made a lot of money.
Right.
Everyone started following them, like gurus on manifestation.
Manifestation.
Manifestation. How would Moira Rose say it?
Man, we're all over copyright today.
We're not allowed to do that?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't know. I'm sure everything is illegal.
But anyways.
Okay.
So stories are feel good. They're about manifesting. They're about wonderful things happening. And that all sounds very, very good. And then when you go to a seminar, again, it's feel good. Here's a community. Yay for us.
Allegedly.
Except allegedly. Muttley's here in full effect, I suppose. Everything bad that happens is also your fault.
Oh, that's what they say.
Yes.
They say...
You manifest the good and the bad.
Yeah. These people... This is why I like the medical medium, by the way, because he says that is not true. Like, when people get sick with something horrible, they're like, well, you created this yourself with your negative thinking. And it's like... I don't fully agree with that at all, actually. I don't fully agree with it, actually. I do believe that disease stems from emotions, but the way they say it, Matt, that you manifest everything.
In this specific instance, there was a woman who was in just a horrible car accident, lost her family, not in the car accident, but I think she lost her husband in the process, and she had difficulty coming back from it. She lost motor control and stuff for a while. And so she's sitting in this seminar and hearing it's your fault that you manifested this. Mm. And she's sitting there believing it because God help us, man.
Because there's not enough to feel bad about.
But
thank you.
But also somebody up on stage is authority. They must know the truth, especially when they've been providing you with so much compassion. And also a sense of community in the essence of getting your money.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not very compassionate. And yeah, you're basically left to your own devices. Like, is that the term? Devices?
Yes.
It's what we've always said. Like, these psychologists and these PhDs come on and say, if you don't have friends, you're going to die of diabetes.
You're
going to
die
attack.
10 years earlier, or it's like smoking 20 packs of cigarettes a day.
It's like, thanks. That is not helpful.
By the way, I'm creating a new community to help. No, they don't say that.
Oh, and if they do, you have to pay a lot of money for it, I'm sure.
There you go.
But anyway, so what happened now?
Well, she finally came back to center. And
how? on her own?
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, all of a sudden, like, certain things start to smell bad. Mm-hmm. And in this case, it was, you know, you can continue this feeling. You can join us for the VIP or the follow-up seminars or the VIP follow-up seminars.
This is what happens when you don't have friends. You resort to this kind of stuff.
Right.
Out of desperation.
Well, desperation and or. And the thing is
we
see this in all kinds of different places and different religions and different thoughts. You know, you offer gifts in faith with an expectation that when you tithe, for instance, which is one of the five pillars of Islam, for those of us who aren't aware of that, but that's
every
like
religion.
But no, every religion. The fact it's one of the five pillars. It's not one of the Ten Commandments. It's not one of, you know, you're supposed to.
Well, no, in the Jewish religion, you absolutely.
But
they're very strict on you give 10% of everything.
The commandments are the key cornerstone.
Right. Okay,
you don't ignore those. This is one of the five pillars mm-hmm. of Islam. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. bam, mm-hmm. is 10% to the poor. Period. Mm-hmm. Peace out. But the expectation is that you get back that 10% tenfold, but they never quite manage to tell you how you're getting it. But still, that is the thought, and that has been around forever.
Meanwhile,
and being co-opted.
You always say when you gift someone, you should never think about how they use it or getting anything like a thank you even.
Right.
You're not supposed to judge.
Which is very hard for me.
You're not supposed. Wait, how do you say it? You're not supposed to judge.
You're supposed to just let it go.
Just let it go. No strings attached. No.
If they want to re-gift it, if they want to sell it, you let it go.
You're not supposed to have any charge on it.
Right.
It's not yours.
Because as soon as you start setting expectations, you get let down, which is interesting, which has been in my headspace a lot lately. And it's like stepping into a moving river because there's a lot of moving pieces. But much like a gift, I think, you know, I have a nasty habit of, like, almost in the realm of manifestation, going, okay, I'm going to do this, but I know this is going to happen. And it's usually something bad back. Like, perhaps I'll give them a gift and they won't be appreciative. Or I'll ask my kids to read a tiny little nothing and they won't do it. Or they'll do it, but they'll make me feel bad about it.
But that's not a gift.
Exactly. There's strings attached.
You're asking for something.
But
that's
then again,
not a gift.
Am I manifesting? Am I not manifesting?
I think we should, much like you shouldn't think of how you give a gift, this is overthinking way too much. If something has happened that is horrible, you should not be thinking, I made this happen. Just deal with what has happened. You have enough to worry about.
Right.
And be appreciative for anything that's in front of you.
And
move on. Forget these people and the whole manifestation thing. I feel like, and I started feeling this a few years ago on our show, actually. That's how I started feeling. Like, I was just going to, it's funny. That sound just came out of my mouth, but I was going to come up with a word, but that sound came up. But that's precisely, I think, the feeling I have. It's like, enough. It's too much contemplating one's navel. Like, get your head out of there and look around. You know what I'm saying?
Get your head out of your...
whatever hole.
Bass.
Right?
Exactly. And if you go... yeah, the saying is, if you go looking for heaven or you go looking for hell, you'll find it.
Now, having said this, I'm a huge manifestator.
See, I would say I want to be less of a manifestor and more of a visualizer.
Yeah, okay. All right.
So.
Same thing, though.
Is it? I'm going to disagree with you on that one.
It's the same thing.
No. Manifesting is, I'm going to make this thing happen. Visualization is, I'm going to imagine it has happened or it's about to happen.
Same thing.
Huh? I disagree again.
Because the manifestators would say, well, you visualized it somehow on some level. You made it happen. You thought about it enough times to make it happen. Your soul vibrated vibrated a certain way to make that happen.
See, I would say that a manifestor is using a muscle. Is it an arm muscle or a leg muscle? No, but it's like that.
Visualization is a muscle.
A visualization person is using an eye muscle, is using a muscle like the eye, not a muscle like the arm or the leg.
You're using the brain, not necessarily your eyes.
You're using your brain for all of it, but I'm saying as far as if you think of
Who cares, Matt? This is exactly what we just said. It's overthinking. Who cares? Whatever. What are we trying to say here? Why are you looking at me like that? My God.
I'm offended.
I'm sorry.
I'm basically just going to I'm going to be visualizing good stuff happening, and I'm going to be letting every other aspect of everything go.
Well, what gets me is, you know, when we were talking about this, I think you went in one direction in your mind, and then I went in the other direction in my mind as we were talking about this guru or the gurus that are out there that like are trying to get people to do stuff.
Right.
To inspire them or whatever. But it's usually like it involves money, and you have to like, I don't know, you have to be part of this clicky thing, and you have to have money, and it's a lot of hierarchy involved,
right.
And if you don't do it, you don't believe, you know, you get it, you feel
you don't
like
really
an outcast.
Believe in what I'm telling you to believe.
It's
yes.
Very dismissive to me.
Dismissive, like, and you're right, clicky. Yes,
clicky,
absolutely.
Dismissive.
And in point of fact, allegedly, the founder of this chicken soup, his son called him a drug dealer. Because people get this hit of endorphins when they're at a seminar, or a hit of endorphins when they read the book, that they want to get another hit of that endorphin, so they want to attend another seminar, or they want to read another book, you know, spend money basically on his goods, services, and products. And they don't really walk away with anything that lasts.
Yeah, there's always something else. But like, remember that book? Oh my God, I hope we don't get in trouble for this one.
Allegedly.
Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah, and they talked about that being
if
the
you read that,
previous generation's manifestation
It doesn't
book.
Tell you. I read that over and over again. I'm like, I must have missed it. Let me read it again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, I must have missed it again. Let me read it again. It doesn't tell you how to do it. Maybe I'm just an idiot. I don't know.
Well, you had to play the board game. No, I'm kidding.
No,
I have
that
no
was
idea.
Something else.
I
no,
have
this
no
is
idea.
Think and Grow Rich.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
Not,
there was a bunch of different
that's
products
not the
around that
rat
too.
Rat race. You're thinking of rat race.
I know, but there was a bunch of good services and products around Think and Grow Rich.
Originally, like when he wrote it, he mm-hmm. wrote it like in the 1800s or something, didn't he?
No,
yeah.
Not Think and Grow Rich.
Think and Grow Rich is an old book. Yes, it is.
No.
I think it is.
Okay.
It doesn't matter. What I'm saying is, it's like. Much like friendship, everything is all relation oriented.
Yes.
Right? It's disappointing.
Yes.
When someone puts up a front because they're getting something from you.
And there you
and
go.
And you're there because you're wanting to feel a certain way. I think in friendship, in business, in families, if that interaction is happening, it's not healthy. And unless you are clearly aware of it, then mm-hmm. it's okay. But if you fall into it and that's what you need for survival,
right?
I don't think it's healthy, and it leads to disappointment.
Yes.
And estrangement, mm-hmm. like you feel left out, alone.
Yep.
Worse, and that is the caution I'd like to talk about today is being aware of that. It all comes down to the Nicomachean Ethics again of the three types of friends. There are three ways to have a friendship. There's a friendship where the person is friends with you because of how they feel around you. The other type of friend is friends with you because of what they're getting from you. And the other kind of friend is just there because they just love you, period. And that is the true forever friend.
Right.
You could have all three. You can be friends with all three, but know the outcome and know what's actually happening so that it will save you some heartache.
Definitely true. And that doesn't
disappointment,
mean,
I mean,
just because this person loves being around you and you love being around them doesn't mean that you don't necessarily get anything from them, you know, as mm-hmm. far as maybe it's advice, but it's not the center. It's not at the center. It's at the periphery. Instead of if I'm friends with you because you get me into a club, it's a whole other situation.
We're all going through stuff. Things happen.
True.
Hard things happen. Terrible things happen. We need to be there for each other and know that we can make it through all these things together.
Yes.
That you're not alone. Just even having that thought makes you stronger and more resilient. And that's what you want, is some resilience to get you through. That's life, to say you attracted that. Well, you know what? Life is everything. And you can attract the amazing stuff. You can attract terrible things. It's life. I think it's everything. It's experience. We need to have more of the feeling, like how you were saying, when you gift someone something, of non-attachment. Like, be open and not think about what is this in front of me and try to define it. It is what it is. Let's help each other move through it instead of saying, you manifested this, you made this happen. That doesn't help anything.
Right. Right. But it pushes product, probably.
Maybe we can remind each other, like, okay, this terrible thing happened. Let's think of the opposite of what we want now. You lost a job. What kind of job do you really want?
There you go.
Or maybe you don't want a job. Maybe you just want to be taken care of and not worry about it anymore. You want this kind of lifestyle. I mean, just thinking about it makes you feel like, yeah. Yeah. I just want a mojito with a hammock by the beach, thank you. Surrounded by friends. And I want to take naps. And maybe get paid for it. I don't know. Anything you want to add? I mean, I kind of want to take the name out and just say this guru. I don't want to get in trouble with the chicken soup people.
Well, the guy sold chicken soup to somebody else and they're doing their own thing.
Well, I want to get in trouble, allegedly. Whatever, it doesn't matter. Everyone's doing it. Everyone's trying to pimp their own thing.
Right.
Everyone is like the great visualizer or the great manifester. Let me show you how to do it. You're living your life wrong. You're dreaming wrong. Excuse me. We are all sentient beings. Everything is dreaming. Everything is life. Everything is, you are the creator. Why are you harping on that? I'm creating you. I don't want you telling me that I manifested some crap that I can't fix unless I go to your workshops. Well, now I'm going to unmanifest you, buddy. Bye.
Oh, but okay.
I'm not talking to you. I'm just saying, you know, the people who try to sell you something or right. try to befriend you in a way that says, you need me.
Right.
No, you're totally perfect the way you are with friends, not someone you need to go to for this help that says that you're not going to live a happy existence without this. Whatever this is. Anyway, that's what I was thinking about.
Yes.
Things need to be more positive. That's all.
We need to start focusing on a world of abundance rather than be fearful of a world of scarcity.
Just a world of joy, right?
Well, abundance is an abundance of happiness, an abundance of money, an abundance of joy, an abundance of...
Abundance kind of scares me because I'm like, well, what if it's an abundance of trash?
Well, you see, abundance of good things. See?
That's why I said joy. Joy.
Maybe I don't want joy.
Whatever.
Maybe
all right.
I want happiness.
Fine. If you want some trash, that makes you happy. Whatever you want that makes you happy. I support
Oh,
that.
See? An abundance of happiness. I hear it.
All right. I'm going to go. We're going to go. If you need us, you know how to reach out to us, right? Okay, go to the website. Email us. Have a beautiful every day.
Yes.
Have a joyful every day.
Have a happy every day.
Okay, we'll talk to you soon.
Be well.